نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمد عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإخوتي وأخواتي الكرام أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله تعالى فإن تقوى الله خير الزاد في الدنيا والآخرة إخوتي وأخواتي الكرام beloved brothers and sisters in Islam I remind you and myself to have the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fear Allah, for indeed the fear of Allah is the best provision in this life and in the next. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, from the grave dangers, from the greatest calamities that face our youth, and from the gravest dangers that indeed threaten the very existence of the Muslim community and the Muslim Ummah is the danger of assimilation, of dawaban. This grave danger which has spread due to globalization, this grave danger that has reached the very borders of the Muslim land and has afflicted our children and our own Muslim community. It is a danger because this Western culture, pop culture and civilization threatens the very foundational principles of Sharia. It threatens the principles and values of our deen, of Islam. This global culture seeks to erase the iman and the tawheed, the belief in the oneness of Allah amongst the Muslim people. And what is the result? The result is that Muslims lose their Islamic character and personality. The spread of pop culture amongst our youth causes them to assimilate and lose the very values that are enshrined in Islam. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, this great danger, this great challenge is something that the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran al-Kareem. And the Prophet has warned us to avoid falling into that trap of following the ways of the disbelieving people. In a hadith, our Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, warning the Ummah, لَتَتَّبِعُنَّ سَنَنَا مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ حَذْرُ الْقَضَى بِالْقَضَى حَتَّى وَلَوْ دَخَلُوا حُجْرَ صُبْرِ لَدَخَلْتُمُونَ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in a hadith that is narrated by Bukhari and Muslim, that indeed you will follow the ways of the people before you, step by step. Even if they were to enter into the hole of the lizard, you would follow them into the hole of the lizard. Then the Sahaba said, do you mean the Yahud and Nasara? Do you mean the Jews and the Christians? We will follow them, imitate them, even in the ways of misguidance. The Prophet said, Amen. Then who else? Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, we see the tragedy of blind imitation and assimilation into the society in our young boys. When they take on the dress and habits and behaviors of the non-Muslims. They give up their Islamic dress, their shalwar kameez, or their kufi, or their love for the masjid,
it becomes changed, reflected in a popular clothing. Maybe this clothing uncovers their aura, its type. Maybe they go to places where they imitate the behavior of non-Muslim boys in flirting, and worse than this, they end up emulating them to the point where they lose the values of Islam. They lose the character of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who taught us haya, who taught us shyness, who taught us taqwa, who taught us to be conscious of Allah. And every moment they end up following the materialistic society, where the goal becomes to achieve material success. This secular, materialistic way of life has encroached upon our youth, where following materialism becomes a religion, and they give up little by little, step by step. They give up one value of Islam after another. One day they give up the beard, another day they give up the salah, the third day they give up their tawheed. The second question is Islam, al-zawadan, the melting away, the assimilation of the Muslim community in a larger population. This is something that our scholars warn, that usually the defeated are emulating the defeater, the conqueror, and that the weak emulates the strong. And so our Muslim youth, due to the lack of iman, a lack of proper upbringing, a lack of education, a lack of good knowledge, they become victims of the inferiority complex. Feeling weak and defeated, they are overwhelmed by the predominant culture, and they lose their faith in Allah. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, we see this vazla, we see this manifestation in our sisters, our young girls. When the young girls, they feel the need to dress and act and behave like the women of this society. We see our young sisters leaving hijab, putting on a tight clothing, behaving like the women of lack of faith, the women without faith, having boyfriends, and dressing and behaving and speaking and talking the way of the disbelievers. This is a clear manifestation of the melting of the Hawiya, the identity of Islam. This is a clear reality, a clear litmus test that shows us that our very Islamic values and ideals are being eroded before our very eyes. And they give a stern warning for our future. They give us a very serious and dangerous warning as to what may happen to us as a community if we do not turn to the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Harun, and he tells them when they sit down, he gives them advice about staying upright upon the true faith and not giving in to the ways of those without knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says to them, فَاسْتَقِيمَا وَلَا تَتَّبِعَانِ وَلَا تَتَّبِعَانِ سَبِيلَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tells Harun and Musa, فَاسْتَقِيمَا إِسْتِقَامَةً. Be straight and upright. Do not swerve. Do not give up your faith. Do not give up any aspect of your calling to the oneness of Allah. فَاسْتَقِيمَا إِسْتِقَامَةً. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, it means that we don't give in to the powerful or dominant culture. It means that we stay strong and upright upon our principles and values, and that we be proud of them.
and not to feel inferior. فَاسْتَقِيمًا. Be upright because you are upon the truth. فَاسْتَقِيمًا وَلَا تَسْتَبِعَانِي سُبِيلَ الَّذِينَ مَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Allah advises the noble prophets Harun and Musa alayhi salam, be upright and do not follow the ways of those without knowledge. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells our beloved messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be firm upon the Sharia and not to corrupt the teachings of Islam, or not to be influenced, or not to pay heed to those who seek to corrupt the teachings of Islam. When Allah says to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam,
ثم جعلناك على شريعة من الأمر فاتبعها ولا تتبع سبيل الذين لا يعلمون.
ثم جعلناك, therefore we put you upon the Sharia. ثم جعلناك على شريعة من الأمر. We, Allah, have given you a Sharia. We have given you a guidance, a code of law, a revealed system of life, a purpose of life. A Sharia means Allah. When I said to you, Sharia, and the right to the Creator of the heavens and the earth, and in life, for the one who seeks, who wishes for us in this world and the next. We have given you Sharia. We have given you a way of life. So follow it. Do not follow the way of Sharia. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not follow the wings and desires. Those who have not been given the Islamic Islam, the Kurdish message, and then their wins and desires, they would not have the practice to innovate and use that as a form of guidance, which leads the short the distinction of Islam for healing and winning. They don't base their laws on respected brothers and sisters, even Tayyip, he commented on this ayah and he said, do not follow the feeling, do not follow the system or the guidance of the people of other religions that are based on God. Because the people of other religions cannot be saved. But because of their feelings of desire, they went astray. So we are believers, do not follow their way, but follow the way of Allah and reveal His messenger from Allah and His Sunnah. Follow the Shia'i of Islam. Respected brothers in Islam, beautiful ayah. Servant of the Messiah, merciful one, what a beautiful description. That is that of Allah, but Allah is truly granted a particular mercy. The God of the Messiah, who are they? Allah is granted to Allah, and He says, Al-Ladina la yashadun al-zoom. Al-Ladina la yashadun al-zoom. Those do not witness, they do not bear witness to the rulers. And what is it? Many of the early generations, they said they are the holidays and festivities and festivals of the disbelievers. When Allah said, the Rahman, He said they do not celebrate, they do not partake in the Eastern, which is the festivities of the disbelievers. Again, a reminder for us to not only follow and imitate people's disbelief. And my beloved brothers, we look in the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we find a firm prohibition of imitation of disbeliever in terms of behavior, characteristics, and action. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the prayer has been recited, and the Sahaba gathering try to think of what to call to Allah. How should we invite people to come in? So some of them, they said, let us raise a flag. The flag is going to gather and remind another the Prophet of Allah. Then they said, why don't we take a horn, blow, and then people will hear the horn. The Prophet said, he said, that is the Jewish people. He didn't. Then he said, why don't we take a bell and ring the bell, and people hear the bell and ring the bell. The Prophet said, that is the faith. He did not know. Especially brothers and sisters in Islam, we also find in many the people of knowledge the reason evidences that the believer has a distinct identity by which they differ and do not imitate and do not accept and erode their identity. We find that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a hadith narrated by Imam Bukhari in a hadith that was made by Imam Abu Dawud and Imam Ahmad. He said that she was reading the Quran in the church at that time, not just to pray to family, but to pray to the young. And so the Sahaba, they stood up while the Prophet was sitting down reading the prayer. After the salah was over, the Prophet called the Sahaba and reprimanded them. And he said to them, you have done like the Persians and the Romans who stood up while the leaders were sitting down. Do not do that. Because again, even though they did not intend to imitate the Persians, the Prophet was no longer speaking. We also find that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught the Sahaba grow the beard and trim the mustache, the difference between the masses. The masses were the fire worshippers. They used to grow hair and small mustaches. But he said, the difference is that you can't do that. How should you grow? Be different than that. Have your own same identity. And also the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the difference in the Jewish people in their religion, they believe that one has to remove their shoes for the prayer to be valid. Whether the prayer is a desert or anything, that was the belief. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the Sahaba, be different in that, pray to the Sahaba. Show them something else. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, they show to us that it is prohibited to emulate the disbelievers in matters that are specific to them. Whether it is cultural matters or religious matters, unique to them, in which the Muslims do not take any direct benefit from it. However, it is allowed to emulate or to follow some aspects that prove to be very beneficial in terms of the Muslim way of life. Things that bring some technologies and things that bring benefits that are not part of the series. And principles of Islam, if it's not a matter that is consistent in terms of the religion of Islam, then it's from them, and this is not prohibited. He taught us that emulating the man emulating the behavior of the woman, the woman emulating the behavior of the man, prohibited in church. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, لعن الله لعن الله
لعن الرجال والنساء والمتشبهات بالرجال.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, the men who resemble women,
the behavior and the dress, the way of talking, the way of walking, and the person in them that resemble men, the way they behave and dress. These are things that are powerful to us. Far away from all of their forms of imitation, to keep them firm and proud of their deeds and make us be proud of them. أقول هذا أستغفر الله لي ولكم أستغفروه إنه من الغفور الرحيم.
This is the way that we have done, and this is also valid according to the form. It's a part of the khutbah in Arabic and in English, inshallah. May Allah give us the understanding of fiqh. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أما بعد فإخوتي وأخواتي الكرام, اتقوا الله حق تقاه ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. الله سبحانه وتعالى He says advising the believers, O you who have attained faith, have true taqwa of Allah. Have true taqwa of Allah and do not die except in a state of Islam. And here our ulama, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, they tell us that in order to die in a state of Islam, we must live in a state of Islam. Because none of us knows when the moment of death will come. None of us knows when the moment of death will come. So this means that at every moment, we should be in a state of Islam. We should be in a state of submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Islam teaches us what we are required in Islam is to have a beautiful and pure outward as well as inward state. We must be pure outwardly as well as inwardly, in our outward show or our outward appearance, as well as in our akhlaq, our character, and most importantly in our intentions. Our intentions should be sincere for the sake of Allah. Just as we make beautiful our outward appearance, we should make beautiful and purify our niyat, our intentions, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, and this is a hadith, that we should contemplate carefully in an age of egotism, in an age when individualism and selfishness and shuh has become widespread. Our Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ أَجْسَامِكُمْ وَصُورِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ وَأَعْمَالِكُمْ. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah, He does not look at your outward appearances or your body, but He looks into your heart and into your actions. Respected brothers, in this age of selfishness, in the need of individual very rare can we find a true noble, inward reflect
from purity, both inward and outward. Especially in the tongue, those who use their tongue to speak ill of others, to speak ill and slander that much, even about the ulama of our deen, our scholars. Even if those ulama have a different opinion but are based on valid evidence and usul principles, they still slander and speak ill of them. And here, we must turn to the hadith of the Prophet where he said, the one who makes the ijtihad a ruling in the religion of Allah, he makes the ijtihad a ruling in the he receives two others. And even if he would be working on the taken, he will receive them. This means that those ulama who have followed the evidence that are available to them and come to a ruling, they are being rewarded whether they have the correct ruling, or even if the ruling were to be mistaken, they would still be rewarded. So does this leave room for us to send our 10 tongues against these ulama who have done a sincere effort in our religion? That is the power of all of our desires. All of our scholars, because each of them exercises what they have within the strength. This is provided that that is jihad is based on the inward effort and that it is done according to by those who are unqualified. Without a doubt, our great imams, imams of Madrasa, there is no doubt whatsoever that they were the most sincere and correct in their teaching, and none of us could or should. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, we must do in general when it comes to contention is that we should try to hold a good opinion of one another. We should hold a good opinion first and foremost of Allah, to think well of Allah, and that He will not wrong which we should believe and have in mind, and trust that Allah does everything that is good in His plan. And at the same time, we should hold a good opinion of our fellow men. We should hold a good opinion. We should not look for their mistakes and dig up their faults and question their intentions and speak the ill of them and slander them and backbite them. Because we try to give a good interpretation for what we think. Perhaps what they did, perhaps something they did was we misunderstood and we thought ill of something that they did well. They did correct with a good intention. And this is why the ulama say that to be mistaken and give somebody the benefit of the doubt is much better than to be mistaken and think ill of something that somebody did for the good of in essence, we must always hold a good opinion of one another and keep the faults of one another. A sincere person should be doubtful of himself and ask himself, when I do anything sincerely for the sake of Allah, when I speak of others, am I doing anything for the sake of my own religion? Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, our religion is the difference between giving up hope and abiding with kindness. Abiding and giving up is part of our being. Giving up hope and looking for the sake of others is something that is strictly focused. Which Shani will get in the mind of one day. Respected brothers, this is in Islam, Allah says, stay away from that suspicion, because some suspicion is evil. Respected brothers, in Islam, we offer others seeking to and we are displeased when another person is correct, even if it goes against our own opinion. And this is a sign, a manifest sign, that we are being victims of our desires. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, what happens is that those who shame others end up themselves becoming the victims of deprivation. the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam
do not revile anybody because of fitna or of the felony. Because perhaps Allah was so rahmah to him as he was called. Do not become good to the mission and see others and see that. Because perhaps Allah will give him to him that fitna will come to us.
Also, our beloved Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said,
whoever reviles or makes fun of a Muslim for a thing that God uses, then that person himself will not die and will eat for the same thing. But what is Islam? The tongue can be a source of great reward, and it can be a source of great punishment.
The tongue, especially in these means of information, where one word or a few words can spread on the internet, can earn great reward for things that will bring us reward in the next world. Let us use it for things that will bring us blessings on the day when we need as many good deeds as we can, that we could have. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says,
خُذِنْ عَفْوَ وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ خُذِنْ عَفْوَ وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ خُذِنْ عَفْوَ
and to save them from a assimilation of their identity, their religion. Allahumma haqqa wa arina al-batila batila wa arzuqna ijtinaba. Allahumma a'izzal Islam wal muslimin. Allahumma a'izzal Islam wal muslimin. Allahumma a'izzal Islam wal muslimin. Wa adhilna ash-shirka wal mushrikeen. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات اللهم رد المسلمين إلى دينك ربا جميلا اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم فرج هم المهمومين من المسلمين اللهم انصر اخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان اللهم انصر اخواننا في كل مكان وفي العراق والشيشان وفي الباكستان والتشهير والافغانستان وفي افريقيا وفي كل مكان اللهم ثبتنا على التوحيد والدين اللهم انقلنا بدينة الاسلام وفرج الينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Straighten the gap, close the gap and straighten the line, excuse me, and shoulder to shoulder, foot to foot, complete the first lines first. If you have a cell phone, shoulder to shoulder.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى فيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى لم تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. الحمد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد الله